Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Gary Harps is with us. Gary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Six Disciplines Organization, and is one of his books is called Six Disciplines for Excellence. He's got actually a series of books on that theme, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can achieve a little more excellence. Gary Harps, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. It's good to be back.
It's always a pleasure, Gary, to have you back. You know, Gary, one of the things that that the Fed focuses on, one of the measurements that they take of the economy on a pretty regular basis is productivity. How's the national productivity? You know, how's it doing? Is it up? Is it down? And it kind of gives them an idea about it's one of the barometer measures of the economy. Is that something? Is productivity? You know, in small business and on this show, we talk a lot about execution, we talk about strategy, we talk about efficiencies, et cetera, et cetera. How does productivity fit into our metrics?
Well, a little background. We do talk a lot about strategy execution, and when I think of productivity, it's something that supports execution. You know, you can't execute very well unless you're productive. But I would view the term productivity is, well, how fast are you doing it? How effectively are you doing that? And so, you know, in the end, our whole economy, our quality of life, so to speak, is dependent upon increasing productivity. If, you know, if I'm getting a pay raise and my productivity is not going up by the same amount or more, then in the end, the whole economy gets inflated or weaker, if that's the case. So it's a pretty foundational concept.
And, what I want to land on that for a minute right there about the pay raise and everything, because a lot of times people think they get pay raises because they've spent the time, they've been loyal, and it's just time. But should companies associate raising the pay of employees? Should they associate that with new expectations?
Well, in the end, yeah, I think so. And I mean, how you do that is not always easy, but it's. Money is not a thing unto itself. It's a reflection of our work. It's a measure of the outcome of our work. And when you have a whole economy that where the money supply is growing faster than your productivity increase, then we're kind of lying to ourselves. You know, we're pretending the money that we have is an increase, but really it's not. It's just a form of inflation.
Right. So how do we do that? I mean, how do we? When we're working, looking at our teams and our workers, our managers, et cetera, how should we think about productivity in our businesses?
Well, let me tell you a little insider story for me. I grew up in the service sector. I've been in the software industry for 30 years, and we are a service business. But Six Disciplines, our business today is helping other organizations execute strategy more effectively. And we've interestingly noticed that the manufacturing sector really is attracted to our methods and understands what we're talking about more than service sector. And so the more time I spend with manufacturing organizations, the more I realize that they are very, very focused on process. And what I hear over and over when I go into a manufacturing organization is they're working on defining how well, getting teams together to define how to do something. Then mm-hmm. they train people on doing it just that way, and then they improve that process. So there's this cycle.
And also, they're Nazis about eliminating waste.
Oh, absolutely.
Any kind of waste, whether it be energy, waste of motion, or waste of product.
Exactly. And what really caught my attention was there's a budget office study, Congressional Budget Office study. It's an older one, several years old, but it's it pointed out over the last 25, 30 years that the manufacturing sector has grown over almost 60% faster in productivity than the non-manufacturing sector.
And you think it's because they focus on process? Why does it, I'm assuming, and if so, why is service lacking?
Well, I mean, if you go back to human nature clear back to the 70s, the manufacturing industry was a train wreck, I mean, here in the U.S. compared to Japan. And it was only adversity, the fact that we were getting our hats handed to us
right.
in terms of quality, and that forced the manufacturing sector to re-engineer itself.
They invited Deming back from Japan, didn't they?
Yeah, but it was only competition that did it.
Right.
And it forced that change. And it's interesting, the headline thinking in the U.S. is our manufacturing is poor, and it's because unemployment is going down in that industry. But if you look at the output of the industry, it's gone up tremendously. And
yeah.
we're still the number two, maybe number one, number two manufacturer in the world.
What?
And so the service industry has to take a lesson.
Isn't a lot of, and I want to come back to that, but of course, don't we also have to recognize that a big part of the increased efficiency and productivity of manufacturing is due to automation, to technology?
Well, absolutely, it is. Investments in technology, but that is still investment in process. Whether you end
right.
up automating a process with people or technology.
But is it harder to automate service?
Well, let's put it this way: if we don't, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, I think your point is a good one, because if the United States is becoming more of a service economy, which we all agree that's the case, and yet service is not as productive as manufacturing. You know, the thing that America is really, you know, they're doing the most of, that's what you're saying. We've got to get better at that, don't we?
Yeah, we don't even think that we can do it. And my point is we have to. I was speaking to a large insurance group a couple of months ago, and I challenged them with this directly. I said, you know, you have not thought through your processes. You have not automated your processes. You've not streamlined them. You let everybody do their own thing. And you wonder why you're not growing as fast as manufacturing.
When we come back after these messages, Gary, can you help us focus on being more productive in the service section, the service elements of our businesses, of our small businesses? Can you help us with that?
You betcha.
We'll do that right after these messages. Gary Harps is our guest. Six Disciplines for Excellence is his book and his organization, too. We'll be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.